TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. Dan the Man is now sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call into 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, we have been talking about this growing scandal involving this defect in General Motors cars. And the problem was known back in 2001. And GM did not issue the recall to fix the problem until last month. They let it go for 12 years. They knew there was a problem. And apparently part of the scandal is that the U.S. government agency that is supposed to be maintaining oversight on these issues looked the other way. Boy, have we been hearing this? SEC looks the other way when Bernie Madoff is doing what he's doing, the Minerals Management Service looking the other way when the Deepwater Horizon is, the blowout preventer is 4 years overdue, FDA looking the other way at very questionable safety and efficacy testing by the pharmaceutical industry, or questionable food additives, and it just goes on and on and on, the degree of corruption. Well, Congress has been forced to act like they're concerned. And the General Motors boss, Mary Barra, will testify April 1st, April Fool's Day, before a congressional committee investigating why General Motors or Government Motors, remember you all contributed money to bail them out, why they failed to react for years to a defect that killed at least 12 people. Now, the issue here is the ignition switch. As you probably noticed, modern cars are all gadget heavy, and instead of a simple little key and turn the thing and it's a dry contact, it's a complex electronic device that's tied into security and, you know, presumably that system they're mandating for cars where the cops can shut your car down by remote control, along with the carjackers, I might add. But apparently this switch for 12 years has a problem with just arbitrarily shutting off your engine when you're driving in the middle of traffic going down the freeway. And apparently it has led to 12 deaths. I don't know if this ignition switch also locks the steering wheel. But apparently it's caused 31 accidents and 12 deaths in the 2005 to 2007 Chevrolet Cobalt and 2003 to 2007 Saturn Ion models. And again, the problem was detected all the way back in 2001, but they didn't issue the recall until last month. And it's just another example of how corporations are treated like absolute gold by the U.S. government. Kid gloves, too big to fail. We got to prop you up at taxpayer expense. And when they do things that are wrong, the government will look the other way. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I got involved in a discussion over on this article about global warming. And I'm looking at my mailbox, and the abuse is still piling in, calling me, moron, you don't understand science. I don't care if you were with NASA. You clearly don't understand. You know, and just, and, you know, you're being paid by the oil companies and the usual stuff that they pile on here. But somebody wrote this very, and by the way, there's another winter storm ready to hit the East Coast. It's going to be there sometime tomorrow through Wednesday. This is spring. This is the end of March. The time was supposed to be, you know, come in like a lion, go out like a lamb. We're in the lamb phase. Major winter storm coming in here. And don't forget last autumn, winter arrived early with that surprise snowstorm that killed all those cattle. And still the carbon Nazis are out there saying it's global warming and you just don't understand what's going on. And you wait till summer, it'll be broiling. They said that last year. It was a very mild summer. Anyway, there's an article over at prisonplanet.com. And it's basically talking about Obama's top science advisor, John Holdren, who, of course, is out there doing catastrophic predictions of unchecked global warming. And apparently back in the 1970s, when the fad was an imminent ice age, John Holdren was one of them as well. He's not really interested in what's going on or what the scientific reality is. He's interested in finding the next trend and cashing in on it. Everybody says it's an ice age. Yes, the ice age is coming. I will help save you from it in exchange for money and political power. Oh, it's global warming now. Oh, yes. It's human-caused global warming. And, of course, they're trying to rebrand and say, well, it's climate change. Like, climate change is a bad thing? That's a very hard sell. Climate is always changing. It always has. Always will. Through the 4.5 billion year history of planet Earth, there has never been a time when climate wasn't changing. It was certainly changing long before humans got here. It'll be changing long after humans are gone. Now remember, the two effects that dominate climate on Earth are solar output and the shape of the Earth's orbit. Solar output is not a constant. We know there is the 11-year sunspot cycle and the 22-year magnetic cycle, and scientists are beginning to understand that there are longer solar cycles as well, which we haven't detected because we've really only been able to scientifically study the sun for about 100 years. But they're already looking at one cycle they think repeats every 60 years and another cycle that's 150 years. And there may be longer ones than that. Right now, solar output, total energy output, is at a 100-year low. It looks like a repeat of the Maunder minimum, which resulted in the Little Ice Age. And it looks like we're going into another one. But the carbon Nazis don't want to admit they were that wrong. They're still trying to pretend that back in 2000 they weren't saying snowfalls are a thing of the past as the snow comes drifting down over Washington, D.C. tomorrow. It's not science. It's politics taking something that happens naturally, declaring it to be a crisis, and then offering to sell us a solution in exchange for funding and votes. That's how politicians operate. Anyway. All right, we got a caller on the line. Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha, Shannon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I've been a longtime listener of yours, and I know you're working on a book, or you've talked about working on a book about the blueprint for the new America.
In my copious free time.
Yeah, and you were talking about the succession movements and stuff a while ago, and I'll tell you what, I have finally come to the conclusion that and really have felt this way for quite some time, but every time when I listen to RBN, it just confirms my thoughts. The United States is, and all large countries, are just too big to govern. And I tell you what, I hate to say this, but I would like to see the United States broken up into about 3,000 or 4,000 county-sized little small republics. And because then
like
that way all the
permit
is
going to
be at your local level. And if you got a problem with them, you can go down there and you can string them up by their ears and not be isolated from them by hundreds or thousands of miles. I hate to say that, Mike, but...
Well, that's how this country was set up. That's how the country was set up. The individual states ran themselves in a loose confederation, and the federal government was there simply to keep things coordinated among the states and not intrude into the individual states. It's mutated like this hideous cancer away from its original design. But, yeah, we should basically have every one of the 50 states... should have a referendum to secede. Okay, we just lost our BAM user. Okay, BAM user is back here. No, every one of the 50 states ought to have a referendum to secede from the federal government, and then after all 50 states have seceded from Washington, D.C., they form a new federal coordinating body of very limited size, power, and authority, maybe put it out on the West Coast for a change. And that seems to be the new pattern where we're already seeing in Ukraine more and more local areas are saying we're going to break off and go with a better deal here. And there's no reason to say they can't other than the imperial ambitions of the coup d'etat government in Kiev. Okay, are you still there, Shannon?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. I'm sorry, Shannon. We got to let you go here. We'll be right back.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open. We're talking about global warming, the lack thereof, this last winter storm that's coming in to sort of punctuate the fact that this has been another record-setting winter. Remember, they had snow falling on the pyramids in Cairo for the first time in 100 years. Niagara Falls froze solid, not once, but twice. That is cold when that is going on. just all over the place, all these cold temperature records being set, and the carbon Nazis are, they're just bound and determined they're going to make you forget all about the hard winter and say, oh boy, it's really warm. Global warming, it's all your, the Arctic ice caps are shrinking. Well, yeah, it's spring. They're supposed to do that. Meanwhile, I mentioned this earlier in the show, this is being reported over at the Daily Sheeple. There's this family in Wyoming. They have an 8-acre farm, and on their farm, their own property, they wanted they built a stock pond. Now, basically, this is where you create a depression, and it's got water, and they stocked it with trout, ducks, and geese. And by the way, when I was a kid growing up in New Hampshire farming country, this was something people just did. If you had a piece of your farm that wasn't being used for anything else, yeah, you'd put in a little duck pond or a geese pond, because especially if you're raising ducks and geese as part of your food supply, you want them to have some place to go swim in the water, or they're likely to leave and go someplace else. But apparently the Environmental Protection Agency has decided that people are not allowed to dig holes and fill them with water on their own property. And they're threatening this family with massive fines unless they put it back to where it was pristine. I mean, this is absurd. Look how much damage to the environment the U.S. war machine is doing around the world, between depleted uranium, contamination with chemical weapons, simply blowing things up, large holes, rubble, debris. And that's okay, but somebody wants to put a little place on their farm for the ducks and geese to swim in, and the EPA is coming down, and by golly, we're going to give you what for here. All righty. Now, we have been talking over the last week about this out-of-control epidemic of police brutality against law-abiding American citizens. We have documented that since 9/11, the civilian police forces of the United States have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as have died at the hands of terrorists. It's completely, completely out of control. You're talking about, you know, all these situations where people are just being beaten up and killed. Another story here, this was over at Investment Watch Blog, cops kill another veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And it just go, and it's really obscene because the government isn't prosecuting these. Apparently the FBI agent who killed Ibrahim Todashev, oh yeah, it was justified, we gotta let him go. I mean, the guy was shot in the top of his head, he was shot multiple times, including the top of the head. That was an execution, that wasn't self-defense here. So, there's a problem in that the latest crop of police TV shows seems to be selling the message that police violence works. It's a solution. You know, you do what you got to do here. And they're talking about this one cop show. But there's another one, Justified. This guy goes in and just kills people. Wow, it's perfectly justified. We've been seeing that propaganda that when the police grab somebody and beat him up or throw him against the wall or, you know, stick cigarettes in his eye, that's okay because it lets us get the bad guys. No, it generally doesn't. It generally doesn't. And as we pointed out, crime is actually down. Crime has declined, you know, 19% between 1987 and 2011. Fewer police are being killed in the line of duty. It's down 50% from 2012. So why are the police just going so completely out of control? And it turns out all of these civilian police departments are being trained by Israeli companies for anti-terrorism. Not crime prevention, not serving the public, but to think as if everybody they meet in the street is a potential terrorist and to treat them that way. Israel is training America's police forces to treat the law-abiding American citizen the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. That's what's happening right before your eyes. Got some stories here. Bangor Daily News. Maine State Police Chief travels to Israel for anti-terrorism training. See, another story. JohnFriend.net. Israeli-trained police state in America. story from theinfounderground.com at the Sydney Mor- no, infounderground.com. JINSA, another Zionist organization training U.S. law enforcement. Story from JINSA.org, top law enforcement officials returned from Israel. Story at electronicintifada.net, Israel's export of occupation police tactics. Story in crittraining.com, Israeli anti-terrorism training school. Press TV, tragedy of U.S. police training by Israeli companies. Story in Times of Israel, Israel trains U.S. law enforcement in counterterrorism. And it just goes on and on and on and on. This is the reason the police are treating you this way. They're being trained to treat you as if you were a Palestinian and they were the Israelis. Now you know why the Palestinians are so upset. All righty, we're going to grab some phone calls here. The lines are loading up here. Bob in Tranquility. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yeah, hang in there on the global warming, now called climate change, because the climate's not agreeing with the warming factors. I stay here at a lake, Lake Tranquility, and I've lived here for 15 years. It's never been frozen for more than 2 weeks. It has been frozen since the first week in January till now. It was finally melting over the weekend. It's starting to freeze again because of that global warming. Oh, excuse me, climate change. But yeah. The interesting thing is when I posted something on Facebook, you know, a guy said that if we don't, you know, the seas are going to rise and civilization will die, food, water, health, energy, economy, and, of course, national security would be affected. Well, I just said, you know, I have a bridge to sell you. And then in came the comments. So I simply posted when puts up that, you know, oh, this is scientific, you know, consensus and everything, and I informed him that science is not by consensus. And I posted a thing about anti-science. Those who wish to debate climate threatened with death or jail from the Washington blog. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I get an attack that I am a conceited white man, and white men are not human beings, and scientists are conscientious. And I pointed out.
Well, I can tell you for that one, no. Scientists will sell their science out for the appropriate funding. And anytime somebody says, you know, all the scientists are in agreement, I'll say, well, you know, all the scientists back in Galileo's time were in agreement that the Earth was the unmoving center of the universe. Didn't make them right. It just made them equally stupid.
Yep.
And they, you know, and, you know, I'm looking at my inbox, and even though I quit posting on this debate, before the show even started, I'm still getting these updates to the Discuss feed about you're a moron, you're in the pay of the oil companies and the rest of it. The global warming people have invested a huge amount of money setting up their carbon credits, and, you know, they're investing huge amounts of money hiring people to prowl the net, and so is the U.S. government, because with Obamacare having failed as a revenue-generating
right.
mechanism, you know, now they're going to push the carbon tax now that we're into the
exactly.
spring. I guarantee you, if they couldn't get your money through Obamacare, they're going to get it through the carbon tax. They're going to go on taking and taking and taking from you until you force them to stop. We got to take a break for commercials. Bob, we're going to let you go back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right back to the phones here. Mark in Oregon. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fine.
Well, long time no talk, but a pleasure to speak with you. I just wanted to commend you on what a great job you're doing covering the most important issues on a consistent daily basis. It's very important. And by the way, what do you do to get so much energy? I was just curious. Maybe I could use some of that.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Fine. Kona coffee.
It's just the natural, Mike. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
Mike, actually, you've been talking about so-called global warming, of course, and I was just wondering if through the years you've had occasion to either have as a guest on your show or you've gone over his research, Dr. Tim Ball, Not by Fire, but by Ice is the name of his book.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the name, and I'm somewhat familiar with it. I haven't looked at it in depth, but... if I had contact information, would love to get him on there. We're seeing more and more climate scientists break ranks, and apparently the funding money has run out to keep them in position. And a lot of them are coming out and saying that, it really is not given the all of these models showing human-caused global warming, completely ignore all the other factors driving climate, which is why they're still out there saying humans are causing global warming even as we go into the colder winters. There was this one guy came out over the weekend basically saying this obsession with trying to prove or disprove human-caused global warming is taking resources away from other areas of research that really do need to have some priority given to them.
Well, yes, absolutely. Like converting the radiation in the world to actually a harmless substance, basically, which is already on the shelf waiting to use. But it's not just that things haven't been thought of. I think that there are many solutions that have been thought through and could be implemented into our physical world. But, of course, the people are bought off that invent these things, or they're blocked one way or the other by the people that make all the problems. Of course, they don't want solutions.
So, no, Mike, they want to wave the problems at us and sell us a solution in exchange for votes, funding, and obedience. We know there's
right.
a lot of stuff that apparently there is a law where if somebody files a patent on something really good for military application or something that might potentially cause a severe economic disruption, apparently the U.S. government can simply commandeer that patent application and declare it non-patentable. And apparently there's a growing number of inventors in the United States who have just put in years and a lot of their own money trying to develop something new, only to be told by the U.S. government, we don't dare allow this on the market.
It happens every time.
Every time. It really
and,
does.
And, Mike, it's Dr. Tim Ball, B-A-L-L. And if you just Google his name into the Internet, I'm sure you'll come up with he has
I'll
a website.
Take a look for him.
He may have a radio show, but just very quickly, it's about what's called the Mondrian cycle. And we're right
the
on
Mondrian
that
minimum,
cycle.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
Mondrian
we are.
Minimum. And we have a mini ice age. It's actually, we're just entering into it right now. The Great Lakes are frozen over. It's just really, really wild. And yet they push this. You have Gore and Blood, like you went over the carbon credits. Al Gore and his partner Blood over in England. And they're all set to make a lot of money. They're not going to let go of this. But, you know, they'll see their way into hell. They're determined to. But God bless you, sir. I really appreciate you so much.
I thank you very much. Yeah, the people who expect to make trillions of dollars or billions of dollars off of global warming, they're willing to spend millions to hire people to continue to lurk on the Internet. And unfortunately, the tragedy of our society is that there are people who are perfectly willing in exchange for their 30 pieces of silver to go on out and lie. Bald-faced, lie and propagandize, and they think they're some kind of modern-day James Bond. They're covert Internet operatives, and they're not, really. They're losers, and they're immoral little creatures who have sold their honor for a few pennies. And on the day when they look into the mirror and realize that's all they are, that's when the alcohol abuse will increase. All right, we got another caller on the line, Ralph in California. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Aloha.
Aloha. Yes, you're on the air.
You brought up about police brutality, and I just wanted to bring up people's attention about the gentleman that was camping so-called illegally. I don't know if you brought that up. I didn't catch it if you did.
I was just about to. I'm looking at the story right now, but why don't you give us the rundown?
Well, unfortunately, he was gunned down. I guess it happened about three hours of debate, discussion, whatever. He was camping out there, I guess, in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And then federal or whoever was out there, about four or five guys with their guns ready with a dog. And he goes, all right, I'll come down. He goes, we're in agreement. You're not going to do anything. I'm going to come down. And then someone threw a flashbang grenade. And two, 3 seconds later, he gets gunned down.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation, and what's really made this an issue is that one of the helmet videos of the officers was leaked on
the internet.
Well, one of the ones who shot him. Apparently, it was the trigger was being pulled by everybody. And what the deal is, this is a homeless guy. James Boyd's 38 years old. Homeless guy, and he's just out there up in the foothills away from everybody, and he's got himself a little campsite. And for some reason, the police, apparently not having any real crimes to deal with that day, walked up into his campsite and said, you can't camp here without the permission of the government. And apparently there was a negotiation about him coming down, and he's walking down, and apparently he had a knife on his belt, not in his hand, on his belt. Now, we all carry knives. I got a Swiss Army knife in my pocket right now. Doesn't make me a dangerous person. But apparently as he was coming down, somebody threw a flashbang concussion grenade in his face. Then they sicked the guard dog on him, the canine unit, to attack him. And then apparently they all just hauled off and shot the guy dead on the spot.
Exactly
this,
right.
This is what I mean about this out-of-control police brutality, where innocent people are being killed for trivial offenses. Even if this guy isn't supposed to be there, just escort him to where he's supposed to be.
Well, what was the man was committing no harm to anybody. And we have a God-given right to just be able to camp out there in God's country. Yet
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. I mean, you know, if he wasn't posing a fire hazard or a threat to some other people around him. And again, when I was a kid, you know, you could pretty much go camping on any public land anywhere, and you didn't need a permit. I mean, I saw that starting to come in the 70s and 80s.
Campsites
uncongested, you know.
Yeah, and if you're going camping, of course you're going to have a knife.
You got to have a knife. You know, especially if you got snakes.
Whatever.
You got snakes you got to deal with. Coyotes could show up. I mean, to heck with a knife. He should have had a gun. But it is. It's just completely out of control, insane.
Yes. All right, Michael, I just wanted to bring that up.
All righty.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good reason to have a bulletproof vest. You know, and wear it out there in public. And if the cops say, why are you wearing a bulletproof vest? Because you cops are gunning innocent people down left and right. I'm 8 times at more risk being killed by a police officer than by a terrorist in this country. Anyway, apparently there has been a new outbreak of the Ebola virus over in Guinea in West Africa. So far, 59 people have died from it. And before you all hit the panic button, you need to understand that the Ebola virus comes in a variety of strains of widely varying infectiousness and lethality. The worst one known today is called the Mayinga strain. That one is a slate wiper, better than 90% mortality in the human population, and those that aren't killed, they're just messed up for the rest of their lives. Some strains of Ebola are absolutely harmless to humans. There was a big scare many years ago in Reston, Virginia, here in the United States of America, at an animal processing facility that, you know, basically traded in monkeys for animal research, and their monkeys got hit with a form of Ebola that just liquefied them. And one of the workers there got exposed and was just terrified they were going to die. And come to find out, that particular strain of Ebola, Ebola Reston, was lethal against monkeys and absolutely did not touch human beings. It's a very, very bizarre life form, very rapidly changing genome. Nobody knows where it came from, but it is apparently there's a new outbreak there in West Africa. Interesting little story. France's National Crime Laboratory has, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, this is kind of an interesting story for all you war historians and the rest of it. Did I miss the clock here? I've got another minute to talk. All right. Anyway, the France's National Crime Laboratory has positively identified the remains of a U.S. Army soldier missing from World War II after the U.S. Defense Department. Okay, there's the music. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends. It only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have, but I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, last segment of our program today. And just following up on this story, there was an army private back in World War II, Army Private First Class Lawrence Gordon, who was killed on August 13th, 1944 in France. He was interred as unknown, even though his wallet was sent home to his family and the man killed next to him was identified. He's officially been listed as missing, unaccounted for. The U.S. Defense Department's accounting agency refused to pay to exhume the body and conduct a DNA test. France's National Crime Laboratory did it for them. So the family now knows for sure where he went and what happened to him. They'd sort of suspected all along, but they wanted confirmation. All righty, let's see. Now, Neil deGrasse Tyson, the director of the Hayden Planetarium, is the star of the new redo of Cosmos. And apparently creationists are making a big stink because Cosmos isn't being fair and balanced as it believes. And they're demanding equal time on this science show to proselytize their mythology of a divine creation of the universe, forgetting that the theory of the Big Bang is about as religious as you can get. You know, there was nothing, then there was something magically, and it violated all the known laws of physics, including general relativity, to happen. And my opinion is that if they want to teach religion on Cosmos in the sense of being fair and balanced, then we should allow the teaching of evolution in Sunday school in the spirit of being fair and balanced here. Down in Australia, there's a court case going on against yet another pedophile priest whose excuse apparently is that he's doing the Lord's work when he's diddling the little kiddies. We should get him and Lloyd Blankfein together into a room to argue exactly what the Lord's work is supposed to be here. Oh, my goodness here. All right, a couple of stories we're picking up here. Russia not clinging to G8 format, no problem if the G8 doesn't meet. As you know, part of the way the West is expressing their ire over the situation in Crimea is they're saying, we're kicking Russia out of the G8. Well, the G8 is kind of an informal club. There really isn't a mechanism to eject people. But Russia's attitude is, we're moving away from that Western-style economic formula anyway, so it's no big deal if we don't show up the way it is. Okay, and that is really what this is all about. Russia and China and the rest of the world are moving away from that imposed private central bank debt-based currency model supported, promoted by the West. Apparently, India is now going to buy Iran's oil for the euro. It's another reminder that the petrodollar deal is very much in decline. It's on the wane here. Meanwhile, there was this article over in Press TV talking about child poverty rates in the United States. And they call it appalling, and they are absolutely right. Right now, and this is according to the U.S. government's own statistics, 25% of the children in the United States live in poverty. This is in stark contrast to the other industrialized advanced nations where the number is usually down around 5%. And Claire and I, we get to see this all the time. Last Friday was our turn at the food distribution over at the local church. And we see these families coming in with their kids. And contrary to the propaganda we're getting from the people attacking food stamps and the rest of it, these aren't lazy people. They're trying to find work. They'd love to work if the jobs were out there. When you hand a loaf of bread to these people, you are not encouraging them to be lazy. For one thing, you have no idea how far some of these people are walking to come to these food distributions. They're not just sitting there and being waited on. They're coming a very long distance. Not all of them have cars. They have to walk with their little wheeled cart behind them for many miles to come over and get their little bag of groceries. It is appalling. When you consider, you know, in this grade school that we're involved in, with the food bags for the kids, because with the people on food stamps, that money only lasts through the third week of the month. And that fourth week, those kids are coming to school hungry, which means they're unable to think and concentrate and learn. And I absolutely think that the U.S. federal government has no business sending a single penny of U.S. tax money to any foreign government while there are American women and children sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters. That's not what we give our consent to this government to do. This government is supposed to be taking care of the American people first and foremost. Not telling us to go get stuff because they have to give money to Israel and the new coup d'etat government in Ukraine and spend another $1 billion on another war. We don't give our consent to that. If you are not involved in a local community food program, you should. Volunteer your time. Not just write a check. Volunteer your time and look into the eyes of those people to learn whether they're all a bunch of fakers and and lazy druggies and stuff. That's just the propaganda. Like that lady who called up the radio show and said, yeah, I'm on welfare, I'm living high on the hog, I'm getting lobster. No, that was a fraud. That was absolutely a fraud, because people who are on welfare, they don't like to brag about it. They're ashamed about it. They want better for themselves and their children. And they're just getting by. And these people who are trying to cut food stamps and other social programs in the name of austerity, so they've got more money to give to themselves and their banker cronies and the war machine, they will stoop to every dirty trick they can to convince you that those people who need those food support assistance, they don't really need it. They're just lazy. They're malingerers. There's plenty of jobs out there if those people only would get off their back and work. And if we take away their food stamps, that'll motivate them to find jobs. They're already motivated to find jobs. Trust me, I've talked to these people. The jobs aren't there. The large corporations shipped all of our manufacturing off to other countries because it was cheaper and there was less regulatory compliance. As automation comes in more and more, that displaces more jobs. When you are running a national economy, you have to maintain the overview. Yeah, the bankers and corporate executives are always going to be greedy. That's why they're in those positions. But somebody somewhere has to make sure, for the economy to survive, that there is a means by which ordinary people can transform their labor into decent wages and salaries so they can feed those earnings into that machine, whether it's through the retail sector, commercial credit, car loans, mortgage payments. If you forget that part, if you just focus on grab, 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 and you aren't planning on how there's going to be something to grab in the future, then you are definitely collapsing that pyramid, and that's what's going on here right now. Absolutely, absolutely. Alrighty, let's see, more allegations. The glyphosate in Roundup is neurotoxic. More bad news for Monsanto. They're going to be out there. Oh, my goodness. Meanwhile, more information that dark chocolate really is good for you. Apparently, stomach microbes turn cocoa into a natural compound that can lower your blood pressure. My goodness, I got to get some dark chocolate out here. This is from Maria Moore from Louisiana State University. Said they found there are two kinds of microbes in the gut, the good ones and the bad ones. The good microbes, such as Bifidobacterium and the lactic acid bacterium, they love dark chocolate. And they grow and ferment it, producing compounds that are anti-inflammatory. Sounds like a really, really good deal. All righty. We're almost to the end of the program. I'd like to remind everybody, of course, to go over to the Republic Broadcasting website. Hit that update section if you have not yet downloaded Sandra Anderson's app for your iPhone, iPad, or Android. She really needs your help. If she can win that $20,000, she's going to donate that to RBN. And folks, I got to be very honest, RBN needs that money desperately. Desperate, desperate. So while you're over there, hit the donate button. Please support our work. Keep us on the air. If you're going to buy physical silver and gold, Republic Trading Group, a portion of those sales goes to support our network. We need your help. The liars get all the big bucks. We're telling you the truth, and we're doing it on spare change. We'll be back tomorrow here at Republic Broadcasting. Aloha, America.